When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Chicago, drove to Chicago.
Coming home again.
How long did that take to put together, Alf? That was good.
It was John who did it.
John did that.
It took him like a couple hours.
It's a lot of Chicago references and songs.
Yeah, I gave him a couple.
And this also sounds like the Blue Man Group a little
bit.
It is. All right. Speaking of Chicago. All right, we're going to go out to Dave in Long Grove. Dave, you ready to play our game?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you good with Chicago knowledge?
I'd say 50-50.
50-50. Well, technically, we need you to be 80-20 to win our prize for today. But again,
okay.
It's okay. You'll be able to get it. No problem there. All right. So, Dave, we're going to have 10 questions about Chicago. Have you been listening all morning long, by the way, Dave?
Yeah.
All right, good. So you'll probably be able to get the first one because Mr. Bertrand gave you the answer earlier. All right. So, 10 questions on Chicago landmarks. If you get 8 of them, you're going to win our prize. If you miss 2 of them up, that's fine. We're going to keep on playing. We'll get all 10. Maybe you can encourage Elif to still give you the prize as we go through. All right, Dave, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I was stalling on my own end for something else. But here we go. Question. Go ahead. What do you got, Elif?
He can also use a lifeline if he needs Steve or me.
Yeah, all right. Steve or Elif, you can call for a lifeline. How does that sound, Dave?
Okay, sounds great.
Who would you call for if you had to? We'll get to it when we get to it. I guess it depends on the question. All right, question number one. This landmark is an industrial wasteland turned world-class public park. Between the 1850s and 1997, the land on which this park sits was controlled by the Illinois Central Railroad. It's popular mirror selfie destination. What are we talking about here?
Oh, boy.
Big park. Debuted around
Millennium Park.
Yeah, there we go. Millennium Park. Ding. I'll do my own sound effects here.
Ding.
All right. Dave will do his own. All right. Question number two. This one's tougher. Spanning across 12 acres on the city's west side, this green landmark is one of the largest of its kind in the nation. After a devastating cold front in 1994 that damaged its crop, groups of community members convened to redevelop this space. Any ideas? It's got a big greenhouse as well, a couple of them. Any sorts of ideas? You want a hint?
Can I give the hint?
Steve's going to give the hint. I think we're going to have the same one.
It's named after a cat?
Yeah, that hates Mondays.
A cat.
That hates Mondays, speaking of the Monday quiz. You ever open up the paper, the comics? Loves lasagna?
Let me see.
Cat that loves lasagna. There's only one I can think of.
Orange cat that loves...
I know the cat.
No, tell us the...
But I just can't...
Just tell us the cat.
I haven't heard the name in a while.
Garfield. Yeah! And then it's Garfield Park Conservatory. Let's give him a ding. Dave, give yourself a ding.
Okay, ding.
All right. 2 for 2. All right, this one's a little... We should have given multiple choice on that one. That's bad. That's bad on my end. All right. Question 3. This famous and historic park had to close its doors to visitors of its opening night ever due to rain. Was it Wrigley Field, Guaranteed Rate Field, or Soldier Field? A rainout in its first night game.
Oh, I would say Guaranteed Rate.
Oh, give yourself a buzz, my friend. I know, it's Wrigley, August 8th, 1988, the first night game at Wrigley after so many decades resisting the lights going on.
I was there.
Were you really?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right.
And then they played it, finally, the next night. Did you go the next night then, too?
Yeah, I covered the anti-lights crowd, so I was there. I was up in the booth with Harry Carey and others during the rain delay. It was a pretty cool time.
That is incredible.
And then the next night, you know, it was a scheduled game. Mm-hmm. And so they had all kinds of, it was easy to get tickets for the second game.
Oh, really?
It was impossible for the rain out, but very easy for the actual first night game.
So a lot of people, you know, they ended up going to the actual first one.
Right, exactly.
It was a big storm, too, that rolled through, right?
Oh, yeah.
All the people in the lights crew said this is God telling the
gods. So I'm in the booth with Harry Carey and Chuck Swirsky and these others, and they say, hey, Bertrand, you're covering the neighborhood. I said, well, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people who are very happy to see this rain right now. And Harry Carey turned and looked at me with a look that could kill.
Really?
Like, what are you doing in my booth saying something like that?
Oh, great. That's great. Maybe you just had one too many buds. All right, so question number four. Dave, you got one wrong. That's okay. Ernest Hemingway shares the hometown of the artist who designed this famous house, open for tours on the South Shore of Chicago. Just think Architect Chicago. It's kind of got a three-name name. Any ideas, Dave?
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Hey, ding, ding, ding. Give yourself a ding.
Ding.
All right, three out of four. All right. This one we know pretty well. This building, currently being renovated and transformed for a new purpose, is built from an exterior collection of stones from other famous landmarks like the Parthenon, St. Peter's Basilica, Notre Dame, the White House, and most recently the Berlin Wall. Are we talking about the Wrigley Building, B, Tribune Tower, or C, the Carbide and Carbon Building? It used to be...
I'm going to use a lifeline.
Okay, how about I give you a real easy clue so you don't waste your lifeline? We used to be there. Like, I can see it right
our
now.
Our radio station.
You said most recently
the Wrigley Building?
You said something else I heard. Yeah, there it was.
Most recently was a piece of steel from the Twin Towers.
Oh, really? That was one of the more recent ones they added. Wow.
After the Berlin Wall, yeah.
Yeah. All right, give yourself a ding, Dave. Be very liberal with these dings. There we go, 4 out of 5. All right, this building on a street that's nicknamed the Great Street, that Great Street, has a ceiling made of Tiffany mosaic pieces and dons 2 7-ton clocks, sometimes used as meeting places. So the big clocks along the sides of the building. And we'd accept two different names here. Any idea?
The old Marshall Field.
Yes, there it is. It's now Macy's on State Street. But he got that one. Give yourself a ding.
Ding.
Your dings are pretty good. 5 out of 6 there. All right. This is about a neighborhood. This Halsted Street stretch is where a plate of flaming cheese and Euros were introduced to the United States. So what do we call that neighborhood along Halsted, just south of Madison? And Euros are very popular there.
Greektown.
Hey, all right. Give yourself a good ding on that one.
Ding.
Yeah. That was a good one. All right, you got 6 out of 7. Here we go. Just got to get 2 out of these next 3, and you're walking away with our prize. All right. This piece of artwork was a gift from Frederick H. Prince in 1974. It resides in a bank building. A documentary named The Gift is about its installation. Boy, I don't even know this one, Elif. This is a tough one. Any idea? I have to use a lifeline on this one.
Say it again, John.
Yeah, I'll give you this one again. This piece of artwork was a gift from Frederick H. Prince in 1974. It resides in a bank building. A documentary named The Gift is about its installation.
I have another clue for Dave if he wants it. Do you want it?
I think he does.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. There's a piece by Vivaldi that is really famous. Everyone knows it, and it has this same name.
That didn't help me.
Okay.
When the Saints go rolling.
I don't think that helped.
Yeah. Do you have any idea, Steve?
I do not.
Yeah.
No.
I have never heard of this. Elif, did you know this or did you look this
Looked
one up?
Looked it up.
All right. Give yourself an Dave. Yeah. It's the Chagall's Four Seasons.
Chagall's.
Good start.
Wow.
Chagall's Four
Chagall's.
Seasons. What the heck is Chagall's? All right. Okay. All right, you got to get these last two right, Dave, to get the prize, or convince Elif after we're done. All right, consider an architectural masterpiece. This landmark is located in the center of Chicago's financial district, designed by Burnham and Root, and flaunting a two-story skylit lobby, which was later redesigned by Frank Lloyd Wright. Any idea what this name of this building is?
Hmm.
I'll give you a clue. It shares part of the name. Shares a piece on the chessboard. Do you want your lifeline on this one?
Yeah, I'm going to use a lifeline.
Hey, Bertrand, what do you got on this one?
I don't think I know this one. I was going to go Monadnock, but that's not right.
Let's go. How about you didn't say Steve. You said Elif, right? That's what you wanted, right, Dave?
Right.
Elif, what's the lifeline? What do you got?
I think it's the Rookery.
The Rookery. That is right. All right.
Wow, how did Elif get? Oh, yeah, she put the quiz together.
We are doing everything we can to get Dave this hoodie, and it all comes down to this question. Question number 10. This condo structure duo, so two buildings, in downtown Chicago has quite a unique look. At the time of its construction in 1962, these buildings were the tallest residential structures in the world. People think that they look like corn cobs. Are they the Presidential Towers, 1 Bennett Park, or C, Marina City?
Marina City.
Hey! Give yourself the biggest ding of all!
Ding!
That's right. Dave is our winner. Had to use a lifeline. A few clues along the way. He forgot Garfield's name momentarily, but he is still the winner of Mega Pro's Monday Morning Quiz. And Dave, you got to hang on the line here because you are winning a Mega Pro's hoodie, sweatshirt. And Mega Pro's making fun to get things done. Visit megapros.com.